Welcome to the Certainty Advice Podcast, where advice starts with your best interests in mind, helping you achieve more in your financial life. And now, here's your host, founder of the Certainty Advice Group, Jim Stackpool.
G'day everybody, Jim Stackpool from Certainty Advice Group with another podcast in our Certainty series, where we aim to help as many Australians as possible better understand and position all the advice they may hear, read or receive regarding their financial lives. Really to help them determine, is it truly in their best interests? Or in fact, are there some inappropriate incentives still being attached, aiming to serve the interests of those who are providing the advice rather than you who should be receiving it? Our topic today continues a conversation we're having with a few of the Certainty advisors. We're talking about balancing the fear and exuberance in this age of anxiety, as called by an Economist editorial that came out earlier this month. And with every working Australian being affected in some way with money in markets, either in superannuation accounts or investment accounts, what should we know about it? So today, I'm lucky to have Paul Birch, a Certainty advisor, with me. He's owner principal of Pacific Wealth here in beautiful Manly, New South Wales, pacificwealth.com.au, where Paul and his support team, headed by Di, act as principal advisors for a variety of individuals and couples and businesses here and around Manly, and totally being remunerated as per all Certainty advisors, purely on the quality of the advice, not any product or hours worked. But again, I started by asking Paul, you know, what's the effect of these current headlines and talk about balancing recessions and exuberance?
Look, I think that certainly the angst and the anxiety that the thought of a recession can cause can sometimes be worse than the actual recession itself when it comes along. Mm-hmm. And obviously speaking as an advisor who hasn't had to sort of hold the hands of any clients through an actual recession, the last time in the 90s was before my time as an advisor. But I certainly think that there's a lot of talk out there and a lot of fear out there about a recession, and whether or not that comes to pass is another matter. But I think, you know, when it does, people just focus on the things they can control, and they'll probably be okay.
So do you think the general population, Paul, are becoming more and more au fait with this so-called fear of recessions, and it doesn't force people to run off to cash or to do silly things with their money? Or do you think they're always going to be, from a behavioural perspective, overly influenced by the hype and the fear that's been whipped up by the media or the commentators?
It's very hard to drown out that noise and to switch off the financial pornography, for want of a better word, that comes through from the media about, as you said, like, you know, put your money in cash or hide it under the bed. It's very hard to stay the course and to not let that affect your decisions. But ultimately, that's part of our role, is to make sure that we do just look at making sure that they're making decisions that are based on keeping them on the best possible path forward, and try not to let that noise distract us from doing what's best for clients.
So what's going to happen? You know, we're pushing for more and more Australians having access to affordable advice, and that is a race to the bottom, usually in advice pricing, to make it as cheap as possible. And if people can't afford to get access to people like you to counteract some of this noise they may hear in the marketplace, what's going to happen to these long-term superannuation balances that people have been meant to be saving towards a better retirement if they don't simply have access to people like you?
Well, I think then they're going to be making decisions that are just based on short-term knee-jerk reactions that aren't for their best long-term interests. So they're going to be selling out of the market at the bottom of the market and, you know, pouring into geared share funds at the top of the market, trying to, you know, take the emotion out of looking after your own money. Even as a financial advisor looking after my own money, I rely on another financial advisor to make sure that I am keeping emotion out of it, because it's so easy to do. And for the average person who isn't really even aware that they're letting emotion make those financial decisions for them, then, you know, it's fraught with danger and they're bound to make wrong decisions.
Yeah, and when you see articles like this, or where you see people predicting, you know, the fear of an event rather than the event itself, you know, what do you think, and what does that make you do with your clients, if anything?
Well, at the start, I said, you know, we sort of focus on keeping them on the right path and staying the course of, you know, the strategy that we put in place to maximise the probability of them achieving the outcomes that are important to them. And that really just comes back to focusing on what we can control and the habits of the clients that we can control and help them work with, rather than letting, you know, markets dictate what tomorrow's investment strategy should be, or whether there's an inverse bond yield that we should now be worried about for next year.
Mm. And do you find your clients' habits are changing? Are they becoming a bit more, as like this economist, a leader was suggesting, a bit more anxious? Are they, or are they a bit more fed up? What would you say if there was a mood or a habit or an attitude, mindset you're seeing from your clients? What do you think is the biggest driver of some of their financial decisions at the moment?
Again, we get them to try and focus on those decisions that they need to be making to make sure that they're on track to achieve their outcomes. Mm-hmm. But I think certainly the thought of a recession or the fear of a recession is less because it has been spoken about for a while now. So when you do talk to clients about it, you know, yes, sure, we may get a recession. It might be this year, it might be next year, it might be 4 years' time. But, you know, history tells us that there's going to be another recession. And there's, you know, they're not complacent, but they're almost resigned to the fact that, yeah, okay, well, you know, when that comes along, we'll deal with it then, and you know, try not to worry about it too much in the meantime.
Hmm. And as a certainty advisor, what do you think you and other certainty advisors can provide that's unique that other advisors probably would struggle a bit with in terms of your recommendations to your clients?
Well, we're not letting anything else influence our recommendations other than what is the best outcome for the client. So regardless of what's happening in the markets, or regardless of what's happening with government or industry or legislation or products or the economy, what's the best thing that we can be doing right now for our clients to make sure that they get the best result possible given the tools they have?
Mm-hmm. And do you read these things and lose any sleep at night?
Maybe a couple of minutes here and there. try not to let these things, you know, worry you too much. And again, it's anxiety is just worrying about something that may happen in the future and that may not. So in a lot of ways, it's a waste of energy to let those things, you know, rob valuable sleep from you, and just, you know, let things that will be, and worry about them when they come, and just focus on the things that you can control if something like that does come about.
Yeah, and I suppose in some ways that's your job. Your job is to take the worries off the clients, and so let me worry about that for the fees you're paying, and you go on and worry about the things you can control in your lives.
Yeah, exactly. Just get them to focus on those things that they can control, and yeah, we take that burden off their shoulders to a degree.
There you have it. What's your take on that? Paul Birch, Principal of Pacific Wealth Planning Advice, pacificwealth.com.au here in Manly Vale. I took three things. One is, Paul's quite clear, the angst caused often by some of these headlines is usually far worse than an event if there were a recession. The other key thing I think might have picked up there is that advice is much more about managing the behaviours we take towards our financial lives, rather than what people may have traditionally seen advisors for, as to pick what are the best stocks, or what's the best market, or what's the cheapest rate, which market should I be in. It's more about managing our behaviours. And thirdly, Paul's really simple line and laid-back approach, you probably tell, it is hard to stay on a course. Just the basic theory of loss aversion means that we as humans are wired at times to do unnecessary things because we're much more fearful of losing money than actually gaining money. And this causes us sometimes to do silly things with our money to ensure we don't have that loss. So all in all, the big message is, as always with these podcasts, is that find an advisor who's unconflicted. Our certainty advisors adhere to Australia's highest and only professional standard of advice, which we've established with a certification mark with the ACCC and IP Australia, ensuring that all certainty advisors looking after their certainty clients have no real or perceived conflict in their comprehensive offering. So thanks to Paul Birch, Principal of Pacific Wealth, I should say, a great advisory firm here in Manly, who, with other certainty advisors, changing perception of what we hope becomes known as professional advice, making a difference in our clients' lives, not by product selection, but by professional care, direction and expertise. Love to get your feedback. Jim Stackpole, signing out. Cheers for now.
Thanks for listening to the Certainty Advice Podcast with Jim Stackpole. To access all the materials from today's show or to join in the conversation, please head on over to seekingcertainty.com. Please let us know what you think. We'd love to hear your feedback. Seekingcertainty.com.